This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow the Strictly Anonymous podcast on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, if you have a weird, interesting fetish that you want to talk about, email me, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Go to my website, Strictly Anonymous Podcast, and click on Be on the Show, or sign up and follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter and DM me there. I'm always looking for people to call into the show. I also have a confessions line. You could call that 24/7, leave an anonymous confession. Right now I'm gathering them. I post them all up on my Patreon page. I do change everybody's voices. So if you have a confession you want to just get off your back while remaining anonymous, call my confessions hotline 24/7. You get 4 minutes, leave a message. If you need more time, call back. The number's 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. All the links to everything will be in the description. Now, today it's Fetish Friday, and what I have for you is a hot girl named Lil Ms. Unique. She's got a very big following on Instagram. You might even know of her already, because she's like a model. She's a pantyhose model. She does other kind of fetish modeling. She's also a stripper. And we talk about all of that. How did she get into it? You know, her interest in hoes, because this is not somebody that just like models them. She's like into wearing them. She also, after she started modeling for other people, created this amazing Instagram where she does videos and she sets up photo shoots, including something that I stood out to me on her Instagram page, which is like this, just a stack of vaginas. That's the only other way I know how to say it. As she gets like all the stripper girls that she works with to put on these pantyhose, and she takes pictures of them all stacked together but from the angle that you would effing love. And she talks about how she wrangles them. We talk about how and why she started stripping, what she loves about it, what she doesn't like about it. We talk about the people she's dated and how they feel about what she does for a living. She also started an OnlyFans page and she's very successful at that as well. And the other thing we do talk about is her relationship with a guy who had a foot fetish and what they got into together. And if you want to see pictures of her, you could go on my Patreon, but you could also see them on her Instagram. She's going to give shout outs to everything in the episode. I'll be right back on with Lil Miz. Well, I'll be right back on with Unique.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Unique, Lil Miz. Unique, that's the long version, but I could call you Unique, right? That's the easy version. How
yes,
are you?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Unique. I am super excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. I have to say that I have a Patreon and I dedicate it. Like, listen, on my show, I have all kinds of people sharing all kinds of stories. They're into all kinds of different things. I have like a Fetish Fridays where, you know, I just do episodes where people have specific fetishes. And one of the big ones that I found besides cross-dressing is guys who are into pantyhose, right? So I have a whole...
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know this, right? Because...
Yes.
Yeah. So I call them my hosers. Okay. I started a whole tier specifically on Patreon just to put additional extra content there because I had so many quote unquote hosers reaching out to me wanting to share my story. And I can't just have a show about just about that. You know, I need variety. So I put all my extra stuff over there. But, you know, and I have a good audience over there and they're always begging me to find women to come on to talk about, you know, the females who love pantyhose. And so there's a lot of women out there nowadays on Instagram, OnlyFans, yeah, that know that guys like that. Now, you are a model who one of my hosers knows and follows on Instagram. I think you've got a really good following on there because you're super hot. You really know what to do. Like, I feel like a guy doesn't even have to like pantyhose to get into your little videos and your pictures that you have on because they're super sexy, whether you're wearing hose or not. You really know what you're doing. You know, you are a model and every now and then you're a stripper a couple times a month. So let's like get into like your whole story. When did you start modeling?
I started modeling after that I was dancing for a little while. I had a photographer come in and he needed girls for like bikini calendars for Winchester guns.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I was in a strip club in Iowa and I'm very familiar with guns around here. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll definitely do that. No problem.
Yeah.
And so that was my first gig and he just knew other photographers and I started getting on the site Model Mayhem and it just went from there 10 years later.
Yeah, well, think about it. You know, back in the day, it was Model Mayhem, right? You could kind of, that was like a way of having a little bit of control of yourself. You could go on there, other people could find you. But then Instagram comes along and now you don't even need that. You could just create all the content yourself, posted on there, which is I'm assuming you do now. I mean, all those little videos and the pictures that you have on there, do you hire someone to take them or do you now know how to do it yourself?
It's a little bit of I do paid photo shoots and jobs that I go to and I share those mm-hmm. when allowed. Mm-hmm. And then I also do a little bit of content at home for different like fetishy stuff that I don't shoot or whatever necessarily. But it's a little bit of both, a little bit of paid work, and then doing it myself at home.
And now, when did you realize that the whole pantyhose thing was a thing? Like, I know I realized it when I, you know, had people calling into my show and emailing in. When in the beginning of my show, I had to go to Craigslist to find people. You know, my show wasn't big enough for people to just write into me. So I went looking, and I couldn't believe how many ads I saw in the personal sections for guys that had the pantyhose fetish, like on the DL, you know, that's how I found out about this, you know, that hosers existed. Before that, I would never have known. You know, when did you find out that there was this world and that, you know, they would love to see you just wearing pantyhose?
I found out through a modeling job. I wore them myself already because I personally am a cold person. Mm-hmm. So any extra layers to keep me warm, I am all about.
Oh my God, I love that. Hilarious.
So I was wearing them and I had a photographer say, hey, you know, I noticed you wear pantyhose. And well, I know this other photographer, he does bondage in pantyhose. He's like, if you're up for trying something like that, like I'll give you his number. He's hiring. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, that sounds like fun. So then I did that shoot, and then that's when it just kind of like opened the whole world of like, okay, pantyhose is like a fetish. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I just knew they were warm and super comfortable and felt good.
And so you always wore them. Did you also like the way that they looked with your outfits and stuff, or was that a part of it?
Yes, definitely. And I like the way they make like the legs look like, you know, almost like how girls put filters on their face now. It makes it look smooth, you know? I like how the nylons do that to the legs, make them look really smooth.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I never realized, that it is like makeup for your legs. It makes them look kind of perfect.
Right?
When you were wearing, even before you got into, you know, posing with them and doing it for the photographer, what did you, and I know that you did a lot for warmth, but you also liked the way that it looked. Like, what were the brands that you liked and the colors that you liked?
In the beginning, I honestly didn't really know any brands. I was just picking up here and there at different department stores. And if they had like a neat package, I would get them. Mm-hmm. But starting to be more in the community and learning about brands and things, I'm starting to notice the difference in what I exactly like. I know that I do like, I've been noticing the more expensive brands, of course, because they are a very nice material. But my favorite is Seamless. I love Seamless pantyhose because I feel like you can just wear them anytime, any place. They don't leave like the big line down your stomach, or they don't feel to me like too tight and constricting when you're sitting for too long. Mm-hmm. So like any brands that have a good Seamless one. I know Walford, of course, has a really good one. And then there was, it was funny, it was a brand I found in Walmart. It was No Nonsense.
Yeah.
And those are so comfortable. I could even wear them under jeans or whatever, and it wouldn't feel too constricting.
And do you like to wear them under jeans? Do you do that as well?
Yeah, definitely during the winter times and like fall months, or like if I have jeans that are super ripped up, I feel like it kind of adds like a fun color under them, or like a fun texture, just something fun and different.
And when you started to see that it was like blowing up, when you started posting on Instagram, did you start specifically to, you know, tap into that community, or were you posting all your regular pics and then you just realized like, and do you notice that your pantyhose pics do really well?
Yeah, definitely. I posted all kinds, you know, from the glamour fashion-y stuff to like, you know, art nudes and stuff like that at the beginning on Instagram. And I was really noticing that, yeah, the nylon pictures were getting the most likes. Like they were yeah, going above the other ones. And I was like, wow, okay. And then people started like commenting, I love when you wear nylons. Or like if I do an Instagram live, so many people are asking me if I'm not wearing nylons, why aren't you wearing nylons?
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Yeah. I mean, people listen. If so, and like I said, the way I found you is one of my hosers was like always like, you know, sending me pics of from your Instagram. I was like, please try and get this girl. I told her about you. Like, she's like the hottest. She's the best one. Cream of the crop. And when, you know, and I've seen a lot of them, and I have to say you are like one of the top ones out there, because like, I, even if you didn't have pantyhose on, okay, you're super hot, right? Like a scale of 1 to 10, 10, body 10, face 10, the whole thing. And like I said, you do know how to make a hot video, right? Because the way you play with the pantyhose, I mean, I'm looking through your Instagram right now. You have the stack of vaginas. I don't know if you watch Real Housewives, but it was a whole funny thing you know, the stack of vaginas that she bought for her husband. You do that. You have these pigs where you have like stacks of vaginas, but they're all wearing different hose and different. I mean, how fucking brilliant are you?
It's quite a funny thing to put together, because I do that on the nights that I work at the club in Iowa. So I have to basically approach like 20 girls.
Yeah.
And they're usually all like nude when I'm talking to them. And I'm like, hey, I know you guys are standing here and barely anything, but would you be down to take this picture? And they're like, what? So then I show them an example and they're like, okay, do I have to wear those pantyhose too? And I'm like, yes, that's a part of the deal. And I'll bring them. I'll bring, you know, like pairs of pantyhose with me to work when I know I'm going to ask them. And I'll make sure that some of them are not, you know, nice brands, because some of the poor girls, it's their first time putting on hose. So I have to teach them and show them how to put them on. So we get a few rips, a few snags. So it is quite entertaining once I get them all talked into it. And then once I get them all into a pair, and then trying to get them all to figure out, okay, well, now who's going to be on bottom? We usually go by, okay, who has the biggest butt?
Oh, really? Okay, wait. So the biggest butt goes on the bottom? I have to go back to one of those. Okay, let me look to see if I notice that the biggest butt is on the bottom. Okay, and then how does it go?
So basically like that, we start with the biggest butt, and then whose butt is a little bit smaller, and then the top girl is usually the girl with the smallest booty.
Oh,
and usually the lightest.
Oh, my God. So,
yes, so that we can hold it long enough to get a few pictures.
How many of your girlfriends or stripper friends, like after they realize that this is a thing because you're doing it and, you know, are like, hey, I'm going to do this too?
Yes, a few of them have reached out to me, and I've seen that they've started Instagrams. They've got, you know, because a few of them, you know, are concerned about anonymous.
Being in anonymity, I think. Yes. I'm very bad at grammar, too. Yeah.
But a lot of them worry about that, too. So I've been seeing little Instagrams pop up that have, like, their legs and feet and nylons in them with, like, fun names on it. So I'm like, okay, cool. And they've asked me, you know, okay, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I've been trying to help them. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you have 153,000 followers, so you've done really well for yourself. And you have an OnlyFans too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how recently did you start that?
Oh, within the past few years. When it first got started, I went ahead and tried it out too with everybody.
Right. And what could, like, if people sign up for your, you know, your OnlyFans, what do they get there that they don't see on Instagram?
Oh my gosh, so much, because Instagram is so restrictive now.
I know.
I try to record some behind the scenes from different shoots where I'm with different crazy ladies or in different crazy situations. So I do behind the scenes there. Of course, all my nude work is on there. All my fetish work is on there. I record specific videos just for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. A lot. I know I try to keep myself busy constantly posting on there at least every day. And then I try to make sure that I can talk to everybody on there too, which is nice, because on Instagram, I get so many messages.
Right.
And they get put, you know, in that like request box, so I don't see them right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to keep in contact with fans, you know, there.
Yeah.
So I love that OnlyFans, it's a little bit more filtered.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to see, okay, you know, I've got a new message, and I can get more personal and talk to people and get to know them a lot better than just on, you know, regular social media.
Yeah, no, it is hard to be on. I mean, I know I have issues like on YouTube and places. I don't even know if you bother with TikTok, because TikTok is even harder than other places.
Oh my gosh, TikTok is so hard. I'm beginning to use it.
Yeah.
But it takes so much to make a gosh darn video that's not even that long.
Exactly. And you forget about the community guidelines. What about stripping though? When did you get
then,
in?
Yeah.
Wait, when did you get into stripping?
Oh, goodness. That was when I was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a horrible bartender.
Yeah.
I don't really drink too much. I'm kind of more of a smoker. So I was bartending at a college bar, and it was not going well.
Yeah.
I remember the last straw when some college kid came in, and he was like, I want free beer. And I was like, of course you can't have free beer. So he was like, screw you. And he just pushed all of the draft beers on, like pushed the little handles forward. So they just all came flooding out at me at once and took off out of the bar. I was like, that's it. I am done.
Fuck that.
So I had a friend that come in for beers that was nice. And he was like, well, you know what? You should try a strip club. There's a local strip club over here. They may need, like, they had a bar too. Mm-hmm. So he's like, they may need bartenders. It might be easier than dealing with college kids. You never know. Go check it out. So I'm like, okay. So I checked it out, and it was really nice. Like, they had just redone the place. It looked really fancy. It was my first time even in a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, this seems really nice. I stayed, and I watched, like, a couple girls go on stage. One girl did this, like, amazing aerial stuff on the pole, like, climbed up and down, flip-flopped around. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I was like, okay. So I asked them about working there, and they're like, well, we really don't need bartenders right now. But if you want to dance, you can do that. I was like, I've never danced before, but if you guys will teach me to do how that one lady did all the crazy fun aerial stuff, then
yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
So that girl ended up actually tutoring me for like 6 months and taught me how to do a bunch of crazy fun pool stuff. And I've loved it ever since. It's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of interesting people.
And were you blown away at how much money you were making?
Oh my gosh, yes. I couldn't even realize it. My first day, right? Because I was new,
yeah.
I made like $75, and I was like, oh, that is so great. You know, I made $75 in a night. I had to work bartending for a week to get that. And then I started actually working at actually working now that I knew what I was doing, and then it started like doubling, tripling, quadrupling, and I'm like, okay, now I can see what I can actually do. You're like, this is crazy.
Yeah, and I can imagine fast forward to now that you have an OnlyFans and everything, and how much you could really make. It's like amazing that people can have control of their careers and turn this kind of a thing, if you're into it,
yes,
into something, yes, where you really make money. And you know, it really gets me mad when like, there was a time a little while back when OnlyFans was going to be shut down. Remember that?
Oh,
you must,
God,
remember,
yeah,
that. That's like fucking scary, right? And everyone was, yes, making all these jokes like, oh, so now that girl could go back to working in her Burger King job or whatever. And I was like, it's so rude for people to think that anybody that's making a really good amount of money on OnlyFans is doing nothing. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of work to create content, you know?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, and so it's not like, it's so rude for people to just sort of dismiss all these women or men on OnlyFans who are making, yeah, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $30,000, $5,000 a month. You got to be working, yeah, your ass off. You, like any other person that's making that amount of money, you're putting in the time and you're doing a lot of work. It's not easy, right, to do. And I think that a lot of times that you know, people just don't look at it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely hear that a lot. And then especially with dancing too, they're like, oh, you're a dancer, you're just automatically going to make a ton of money. It's like, no, when I go in, first of all, I pay to work, and then I make the money that I go out and make. Like, mm-hmm, if I just sit up in the dressing room all night, I won't make anything. So it's not just, oh, handed to me.
Right.
And it's the same thing with OnlyFans. Yeah, you can open up an OnlyFans, but if you don't post on there, if you don't give the people, you know, what they want, they're not going to spend the money.
Right.
So it's a constant keep up. It's an everyday thing. I definitely check every day, multiple times a day. I'm on OnlyFans. Constantly, I try to post every day because people's subscription is for a month. So I feel like, okay, you're subscribing for that month. You're subscribing for 30 days. So if I was subscribing for 30 days, I would want 30 days of content. That,
right,
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've got to provide now, which is not the easiest thing in between taking care of like a house and traveling.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's a full time. That's what I mean. It becomes a full time job, and that's what it is. You're also, you have, mm-hmm, to create all that content.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you have to make something that people actually want to pay to see.
Yeah. And you could tell by looking at all your stuff on there. Like, I know that you said some, a lot of it is from your professional shoots that people pay you for, but also stuff that you do. I mean, when you're getting, when you're doing those stack of vagina pictures, it's like, you know, that you're putting that all together. That's time, you know,
you're wrangling 20 strippers in a dressing room.
Yeah. And you have, and you have 150,000 followers in there because you're posting good content, you know, and the stuff that people like to see, and, you know, and that makes the difference. And that's what I mean by saying, like, it's not only rude, but it's like ignorant to think that someone's just making money for nothing, you know?
Right.
If that's not how it works. People would like to believe that because those are the lazy people that aren't doing it, you know, and but could never. Now, you said that when you started stripping, like, you know, it's, you do it a couple times a month, but you also said, like, oh, I've met so many interesting people. Like, what do you love about stripping and what don't you like about it?
I love meeting interesting people, definitely. You do meet people from all different walks of life. Mm-hmm. The strip club I work at is by a highway, so I meet a lot of people traveling through. So it's neat to meet people from different states and hear, you know, kind of outside opinions of things that are going on in the world. Because sometimes you get kind of stuck in like one state if you don't travel much. Then you're just hearing on the news what they're saying about other states. So that's kind of fun doing that. Also, the thing I wouldn't like is probably the super, super drunk, crazy people can get hard to handle.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely, it's a BYOB, so they bring their own beer or they come already wasted.
Oh my God.
So it can definitely entail a lot of craziness. We've had, unfortunately, a few people try to do fights, and then so you have to calm those people down, and then you have girls drinking, getting crazy too. So it's definitely entertaining one way or another, whether it's the girls or the customers or the employees. There's always something fun going on there for sure.
And now let me ask, are you in a relationship now?
I am not, no.
Okay, and now when you have been, or have, I'm assuming you, how old are you now? Because you said you started stripping and stuff when you were like 21. I mean, have you had any long-term relationship, and how have the guys felt, if you have, about what you do?
So I've had a few here and there, and they usually are the typical, oh, you should quit, you should do something else, you know, oh, you should let me take care of you, this, that, and the other. But I love the independence of it, and I love being able to be my own boss and to not have to be like, oh, I can't do this because this person may not like it, you know?
Right.
So I've just kind of kept it solo as much as I can because it just is easier. And, you know, you can have friends here and there when you need them. And I'm just not really looking for, like, I'm not searching right now to have kids or get married or anything like that. That's not really in my goals anytime soon. I enjoy the traveling and the modeling and all those aspects at the moment.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There aren't many decisions bigger than having a kid, but for many women, their fertility is a big question mark. I know it was for me, and it wound up taking me years to have my baby because I was clueless about my fertility status. And that's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in and you get your personalized results in just 6 minutes. business days. You get all the insight into your hormone levels, your ovarian reserve, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. And you could download all your results to review them with your doctor. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but modern fertility tests are only $179. And if you go to modernfertility.com/strictanon, you can get 20% off your test. That's right. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/strictanon. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/strictanon. modernfertility.com/strictanon, or just go to the description, click on the link to get your $20 off. And now, what do you do? Like, you keep saying that you travel a lot. Do you travel a lot for business? Like, do you get hired to travel and do photo shoots and stuff like that?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Every year I get hired for an East Coast tour, which is where I start in Chicago. And then I drive straight out to New York and I drive about a couple hours, stop and do a photo shoot, drive a couple hours, stop and do a photo shoot, stay the night, and continue to do that for about like 3 weeks. I think it usually is what it takes me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about almost 3 weeks or so. But yeah, I'm very fortunate enough to be able to travel for my work. I enjoy it a lot.
And when you travel, do you strip in those states too? Like when you come to New York, do you go do like a New York club and stuff like that? Do you take that on the road as well, or just the modeling?
So I've thought about it, mm-hmm. and I've had a lot of fans reach out and be like, oh, if you stop at this club while yeah. you're in this area, like I'll totally come see you. And mm-hmm. it sounds like a lot of fun, but I just get so busy during the day shooting that by nighttime I'm like, I'm so tired, I just want to go
right.
And I haven't yet. I've only danced in a few Iowa clubs. I haven't branched out from there yet. I may, I don't know, but at the moment I haven't.
Now I could imagine with all your fans and all the you know followers on Instagram that you're constantly getting hit up by guys.
Oh, my God, every day.
Right. Now, my question is, between me and you and everybody listening, like, how many fans or how many guys who have, like, snuck into you, have you ever hooked up with any of them or, like, you know, crossed the line or met anybody that way? I would assume, like, why? I don't know.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of people that seemed all right.
Mm-hmm.
But not too many, just a few. That happened to say the right thing, be at the right place at the right time.
Right, or look the right. I mean, you never know, right? Or look the right way. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right? It's always a possibility. It can happen.
Yeah. Yep, I never say never, that's for sure.
Yeah, and listen, I was just listening to some people on a podcast that I listened to, then they were talking about going to a strip club and they were talking to all the girls and they were saying like the girls all talk about how like the girls hate each other and they don't really, they're not friends with each other and stuff. I mean, is there like a camaraderie between the women at your strip clubs or is there not?
I mean, it kind of depends. Some strip clubs I've noticed that, but in my local Iowa one, they're pretty nice. Yes, there is that underlining competition in a way because, you know, we're all here trying to make money from the same people. But usually if you can, there's a thing called like dancer etiquette.
Yeah.
So if you fall in the lines of those things and tend not to piss anybody off, you're usually good.
Yeah.
But the minute you don't follow dancer etiquette, then yeah, everybody ends up hating on Hazen and the whole nine yards.
And what about the back room? Does that exist in your club? And what goes on there?
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes. There is definitely some fun VIP rooms. But it's just kind of like one of those things, I guess, like Las Vegas, what goes on in the VIP room stays in the VIP room.
Oh my God, hilarious. Okay, so we know shit goes down in the VIP room. You're here to say there's stuff, but you're going to keep it on the DL, which I think is cool of you. I respect that. I mean, listen, if you were anonymous and I was changing your voice and your name, I'd be like, come on, tell me. But right. Because you're who you are, I totally respect your decision to be cool and not blab about it. But so there is a back room and it exists.
Yes, there's definitely lots of fun, memorable nights.
Right. And then, hold on. And so now back to like my hoser questions, like that, you know, I know that you would probably, by the way, I mean, like, you know, when you do wind up wanting to settle down, you would be perfect. Like, it would be so great if you found a guy that was like obsessed with pantyhose. You would be like the perfect girlfriend because you actually like to wear them.
Right.
Right?
Definitely.
I mean, how many pairs do you have?
Oh my God, I have totes and totes full.
Really?
Yeah.
And you do, because you just buy tons of them for all your shoots and everything, and also because you like, because you do wear them all the time.
Yeah, a little bit of both. I pick them up here and there when I'm traveling at different stores. If I see like a pattern or a color I haven't seen before, I'm like, oh, I got to get that. Mm-hmm. And then I get gifted them a lot. A lot of companies send them to me to take pictures into. So if they're unique colors and, you know, different patterns and stuff, I tend to keep a hold of them. Some of my more basic ones, though, tend to get sold after well-worn.
Oh,
but
so
I try to hold.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are some of the things that you do for your hosers, all those people, all those guys that are on your OnlyFans who love to see when pantyhose, what are the kinds of requests that you get from them?
I do get asked a lot for well-worn. Like, I'll wear pantyhose for about, like, 3 days, and then I make sure to, like, work out in them or, like, take a long hike in them, and then put them in, like, a sealed little Ziploc bag and send them off to them. They really like those. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of, like, custom pictures and hosiery in different places, like I said, in the gym and everywhere else, and videos in them and everything.
Like personalized videos.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Yep. So that people, if they join your OnlyFans, and do people have to be on your OnlyFans to get that? Or could they go through like your DM on Instagram and say, hey, Lil Ms. Unique, like, can I, you know, purchase a video of you, or could I buy, you know, the pantyhose in that pic?
So when I first started my OnlyFans, I was doing like you had to be on OnlyFans to purchase stuff, but now I've opened up to selling to people on Instagram as well, too, that or Instagram, Twitter, whatever, that message me.
So you will do that?
Yeah.
And yep, you keep that open just because. And is OnlyFans, I'm assuming, is like the people could join for a month. They could cancel any time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They can join for a month, or they can join longer for a bigger discount. Mm-hmm. My big thing is when you purchase, you can sign up to either join for that month, or you can sign up for it to automatically renew every month.
Yeah.
And then so the people that sign up to automatically renew every month get more perks than the ones that don't. They get a free video every month and free pictures every month. So mm-hmm. I definitely add perks to those that are reinstated or rebill. Have rebill on.
Re-upping. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just as bad as
right,
you are.
Right, with the technical terms.
Yeah, who cares? You don't need to be technical. You got everything else going down. But wait, what was I going to ask? Oh, you said, oh, on my OnlyFans, I have other fetish, you know, a place for like the fetish stuff that I do. Now, you know, are there other kinds of fetish stuff that you cater to with pics and videos besides the pantyhose? Now, listen, I know you're listening to this episode because you dig hot stories. Don't we all like hot stories? I know I do. I'm totally turned on by what I hear. And that's why I love Dipsy Stories. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into, from straight stories to straight up hookup stories to queer stories and more, no matter what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. And you want to know what my favorite feature is? It's their jump to the action button. That's right. If you just want to get right to it because you're super horny and you don't have that much time, there's a button you can push that's going to take you right to the part where the action starts so you could get right to it. For listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon.
Yeah. I'm pretty open to any fetish that's not too harmful to mm-hmm. somebody that doesn't want to be harmed.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of like feet fetish stuff, nylon fetish, and then I also do bondage, which is a big thing. Domination, which is a big thing. There's a thing called sleepy fetish.
Oh, the sleepy foot, sleepy feet.
Yes, I had will a... say that is one of my favorite things to
really
record and shoot. Yes, because it's to me, it's like so easy. All you have to do is lay there and pretend you're asleep, and I'm like, yes, this is like the dream job.
Oh my god, hilarious! Yeah, it's a lot easier than the stack of vaginas getting all those people together.
Oh my gosh, much easier than wrangling 20 strippers. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, so the sleepy? Can you believe that that's a thing? I found that. So I had a guy on who was into sleepy feet thing, and it was the first time I had ever heard about it. And then I realized that it's not just that guy, right? It's a lot of guys are into this.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, definitely.
And it's an interesting one. You can't believe the stuff that people are into. I know sleepy feet is an interesting one. So people could go on and they could see, you already have content like that on there that they could see, and then they could actually purchase like things that are more specific.
Right, right. Yep. I have like videos and pictures and all that that go to it. I've done like different outfits. There's one guy I work with who shoots sleepy superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dressed up in like Spider-Man or like some superhero, and I accidentally get knocked out by some villain. It's fun. It's crazy.
Oh my God. So wait, so you do this work also, you know, for other people and their websites?
Right. Yep. That's how I kind of get introduced to a lot of it is, people will see me on one fetish site and they're like, okay, I see you do this. Well, I produce this. Would you be okay with doing, you know, whatever it is? And would you be comfortable with that? And 9 times out of 10, I'm like, yes, let's do it.
Right. And now what are you into? I know that women, females rarely have fetishes, right? But, you know, we're into things or not into things. Like, you know, as far as your personal life, what are you into? Are you into BDSM? Are you into dressing up? Are you into role play? Like, what gets you going?
Well, I'm definitely into trying a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's fun to try new things.
Yeah.
There's not necessarily one thing in particular that I like, because I'm pretty open, and learning about all this new stuff has definitely opened my eyes. And like, oh, why do they like it? Well, let me try it out and see. Oh, now I see why they like it. This is actually fun. So, I mean, I do enjoy, I'm bisexual as well, so I definitely enjoy a company of a woman a lot. That is one of my biggest things. Like, if I were to personally masturbate, I think the thing I would look up the most would be, like, lesbian sex or, like, lesbian orgies or lesbian group sex. I'm definitely into stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm pretty open, so I've always been trying new things with new people that I meet.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I know I just asked because, you know, these are the kinds of things people like to know. Like, there's nothing more that guys love besides a girl like you who knows how to, like, you know, wiggle on a pair of pantyhose, okay, is also a woman who's open that about her love of sex. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's always great to hear, you know, about... you know, from somebody who can be honest. I get if you're just more private about that, you know, that's totally cool too. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that people like. So you would label yourself, quote unquote, as bisexual. Have you ever dated a woman?
Yes.
But you're not dating anybody now?
No.
And you like equal. Do you like group sex with guys too? Lesbian group sex?
Yeah. I'm okay with that as well. I will say, after dating a guy with a fetish, it would be hard to date another guy that didn't have one.
Oh, what do you mean?
So I, because I didn't realize that was even a thing at first until I dated a guy, and then I was like, oh, okay, I do like to have my feet worshipped. Like, that does actually feel really good. So now I think if I were to date somebody again and they wouldn't want to massage or worship my feet, I'd probably be like, I don't know.
Wow.
So you got to be able to do that too.
Yeah. And then listen, a lot of times, and I'm sure you find this, a lot of times I find that, you know, the foot fetish guy is into pantyhose too. Like, you know, one feeds the other and vice versa. Yeah. So most likely that guy that's in, you know, that's going to worship your feet then is just going to be totally hot for you while you're wearing the hose, and then worship your hose. And all you got to do is walk in and, you know, wearing a nice pair of pantyhose and, you know, and they're going to be like, oh my God, you're like the hottest thing. And so, which is why I always try to tell my guys, like, I don't understand why you're, why either your girl does isn't into it, or you're free to tell her that that's what you're into, because how easy is it for your partner then to, you know, because then she's automatically hot, right?
Right.
Just wearing them. I mean, the power in it is great. I don't even know what the fuck I just said. It was so bad, but it was true. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I get it. I understand. And especially, you know, guys should be able to be more open with women and what their fetish is, because I feel like women now are becoming more open themselves, since society, I feel like, is more open too as well. So that's a plus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're lucky the time period you're living in. You know, how old are you again?
31.
Yeah, you're 31 and you're living in a very different world than I was raised in. When I was around your age, or when I was younger, like in my 20s, that's when stripping became something that was way more mainstream. You know, it was right around the time that I was super young and all my girlfriends did it. I was the only one that didn't because I overthink. I'm the girl that was like, what if like the father came into the club? Like, what if my uncle did? What if my brother's friends came? You know, I just overthink stuff like that. So it just, that kind of thing was never for me, but all of my girlfriends did it, you know, but that was like so long ago, but it was, you know, it wasn't until I was in my 20s that that became something a little bit mainstream, but it was still a little bit of a stigma attached, to the point where like I was, you know, overthinking it. Now for you, do you ever, are you like in the club, like how does your family feel about what you do? I'm assuming maybe they know, because you are, you know, your face is in all your pics, you're not hiding who you are.
Right No, yeah, I've always been pretty open with my family. Thankfully they've been pretty accepting. They're a little hesitant at first, but now that they've seen the life that I've built from everything, they're definitely more comfortable with it. I did have, like you said, an uncle walk in. I did have an uncle walk in.
Oh, you did?
One time.
Oh my God,
yes. And so I just kind of like curled up and ran to the back and had to tell like one of the security guards, I'm like, that's my uncle. I'm not coming out on stage while he's here.
Oh my God. See, I'm fucking right. That's why I never did it, for that one stupid moment.
Yep. That's definitely happened to me. I've even had, gosh, because I went to school around where I dance. So I've even had people from my school life and people I never wanted to see ever again walk in. Every time I just thankfully can run to the dressing room and tell them, you know, I'm not coming out until that person leaves. And they're nice about that.
Yeah, see, that's what I would, that's what, how, where my mind would go, you know, and I would always be like, and so my fear of that moment, but look, you have that moment, it's no big deal, you just walk in the back and then you go, but most of the time that's not happening.
Yeah, and there's some girls that it's happened to them and they've been on stage and literally have turned around and the customer sat down and it was like a family member or something and they just both dropped jaws.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, so thankfully that hasn't happened to me, but it does happen.
Now, what about, because listen, sugar daddies is all the rage right now, and it is very accepted, and it goes down, and it's happening more than ever, and people are being very super open and honest about it. I would assume, because of the world that you live in, you know, the stripping world and Instagram, as well as OnlyFans, that you have been approached, or that kind of situation has been in your orbit.
Definitely. I would consider, I do have customers that would come to see me regularly at the club.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's just they like to spend time. They'll come and they'll bring, you know, like some desserts or something just to sit there and eat and talk and spend time together in exchange for the money. I think, you know, is no big deal either. If both parties are happy, then it's definitely okay. I get to know these people and on a personal level and they become like my friends. So mm-hmm. I definitely am okay with it. And I do have a few people, yeah, that come see me regularly at the club that I enjoy spending time with for sure.
Right. But nothing outside of the club, though.
Not really, because I'm just so busy outside of the club between traveling for the modeling and taking care of my family and everything else. I don't have a lot of extra time, unfortunately. It's like my club time is like my going out fun time for
me. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
It is, because like I'll have a couple of drinks at the club, you know, dance, talk to people. I mean, that's like my going out.
Yeah. And I would assume, are you at least making six figures now with all the stuff that you do?
Yeah.
I mean, like, how amazing. I mean, I could imagine that like half your girlfriends now want to do the same thing.
Yeah. I definitely get a lot of requests. How you do that? How do I do this? Well, maybe I could do that. And I'm like, it's a lot of work. And a few of them had started and they see all the work and they're like, yeah, never mind. I'm like, yeah, it's not as easy as you think. You don't just walk on the spot and everybody gives stuff to you. No, you're going to prove who you are.
Exactly. In every world that you're in, whether it's the modeling world, right? Because you don't just live in one place. I mean, you're really putting yourself out there. You're working all angles. Yeah. And that's why you're making the money. You wouldn't need a sugar daddy. That's probably why you don't have one of those.
Yeah, basically. I am my own.
Right. You don't need it, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, I stuck up for my poor girl that was on my show and they were going after her and also going after the guys. It's like, leave them alone. Like if everybody's happy.
If they're happy, they're happy. Yeah,
if everyone's sort of consensual. And I wonder, like, you know, do you get a lot of, I mean, because you open yourself up when you're online like that, you know, as well as when you're selling to people and everything. And like, I mean, do you have you had a lot of negative experiences, or are people pretty cool with you, the guys that hit you up?
I've had pretty positive experiences for the most part. Maybe a couple people get crazy, but if anybody gets too crazy, I end up just blocking them.
Right.
I don't deal with any drama. So,
And so now where could people, everyone find you? I'm going to post like the first, like 20, I'll give out all of your like information too, and all of your links, but I know my hosers are going to be dying to sign up for your OnlyFans and buy shit from you, okay? Because like I said, not only do you listen, they would like any girl that puts on hose, a lot of times it's like the hose is what they're into, but you happen to be on top of it, like I said, like a 10. You know, you're beautiful, you have like a great body, and I think that your content of what you most likely will be sending them is like killer. So to me, you're top of the mountain for somebody. So I know they're going to be going and hitting you up for stuff. So where do they find you? I'll also put all the links, but why don't you give your shout out to all your social media as well as your OnlyFans?
Okay, so basically on every social media is at Little Miss Unique, LilMizzUnique.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that is different would be TikTok. TikTok is at Little Miss Unique 1.
Okay.
And that's because they banned my first TikTok because apparently I was too, what did they say? I was too sexy for them or something.
Yeah. You're going to touch something goofy.
So I had to make another one.
Yeah.
But besides that, Twitter, FetLife, I have Snapchat, all of it. And it's all, I try to keep under all the same name, so it's easy to find. You can basically Google Little Miss Unique and it'll all come up.
Yeah. And you have a flow page. I guess that's like a Linktree.
Yep,
you
with
know?
All my links. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll put your flow page up there because that's the easiest way to get it, because you put that up and people will be able to find you everywhere. I suggest everybody go and sign up. Okay. Because once you see her, you're going to be like, oh shit. You know, you're definitely know what you're doing, and you do a really good job, you know, and I'm going to post some pics. I'm going to take some pics, or send me some pics that you think are good. I'll put on my Patreon for people to see. But listen, they could go to your Instagram. It's free there to see all your stuff as well. I'll get that. and your flow chart. But thank you so much for calling in. My hosers are going to be so excited when I tell them.
Yay.
That
Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
No, I'm so glad that. What's his fucking name? I got it. All right, I'm going to insert it later. But listen, I found you. I'm going to edit this in. I found you from someone, one of my hosers on Instagram. I think he's my hoser, but he was on Instagram and he told me about you. His name was Jeffrey Gemmel. He told me about you. Thank you, Jeffrey Gemmel.
Yay, yes.
And he was the one that gave me, so I want to give a shout out to him. But anyway, Liz, Lil, Ms. Unique, I keep forgetting, I'm just going to call you Unique. Unique, thank you so much for calling in. My hosts are going to love you. I'm going to promote the shit out of you. And thanks so much again for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So listen, Lil Ms. Unique called back in to do a specific Q&A where she answered questions from my hosers on my Patreon page. My hosers are guys who have a pantyhose fetish. So we talk very specific, like what kind of brands she likes, what kind of colors she prefers. Does she wear when she's having sex? Does she enjoy it? Has she ever dated a guy who had a pantyhose fetish or any other fetish? What is she really into? We hone in on all of that on her part two. It's an exclusive episode available only on my Patreon. My Patreon hoser tier is great. It's $7 a month. You could cancel at any time. Sign up there to not only hear Lil Ms. Unique's part two in that exclusive episode, but tons of other exclusive episodes. If you join, you get one a month, if not more. Plus, you get all the back catalog. So I've been doing Patreon for 2 years. So, you know, there's like at least another 50 episodes. Plus, you get all the anonymous confessions that come into my show. Plus, you get all my episodes early, ad-free. We do contests on there. There's a whole community of guys who have a pantyhose fetish. So if you want to join, sign up. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. A link to my Patreon will be in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.